right now. Going to be speaking with William Rivas Rivas. He is the campaign coordinator for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and he's speaking with us from his office in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, William.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Okay, let's begin. Just jump right in. Can you tell listeners what does the term factory farms mean in regards to the raising of animals for meat in this country?
Well, I think it's very interesting to know whether you're talking to a child or really a young adult or many people from different backgrounds and different ages, where animals come from, essentially where their food comes from, and most people will not be able to tell you. They'll tell you from the store or from a farm, but neither are actually true, and we really don't know how much suffering is involved in our production of food until we understand really what a factory farm is. In the last 20, 30, 40 years, farming or the raising of animals has changed dramatically. When we think of a farm, it's actually really an industrial facility, which is what we refer to as factory farm. It's not a family farm or a very peaceful or idyllic place where animals are being raised and walking around, you know, with the sun on their back and the dirt beneath their feet, eating green grass. It doesn't happen that way at all. In fact, these animals are raised, hundreds to thousands of them, packed very, very tightly, where they never feel the sun on their back, they never feel the grass beneath their feet. They're being raised on concrete, they're being raised very intensively, they're being manipulated to grow so rapidly that many times their legs can't even support their abnormal body weight. These are factory farms. These factory farms have one mission, and that's to turn a profit, and their product are animals, which are live beings, and they're going to take as many shortcuts as possible, and unfortunately, animals are going to suffer in the process.
Let's get into some of the details of that suffering in a moment, but just wanted, when you were talking about how they're raised and they never experience the sun on their back and that, they actually they use artificial lighting in many cases to speed up the growth of the animals, isn't that true?
Exactly. I mean, there's an entire study now on how best to raise animals, how quickly you can raise them. I mean, many tests are being done, experiments are being done, how quickly you can raise an animal and send to slaughter. I mean, when someone's eating chicken, by the time a chicken is slaughtered, he or she is about 7 weeks old. They've been raised to grow. They've been bred to grow so rapidly, because really it would not be profitable to wait for an animal to grow at his or her natural pace. These animals are being kept in these massive sheds, the chickens and pigs, or in these massive plots of land where they're being raised, tens of thousands of them, crammed up with their, you know, very, very little access to sunlight or any fresh air or really any access to movement. I mean, pigs don't even have the ability to turn around. Chickens, are industry standard, are being raised 8 to 10 in a small cage. For their entire life, they won't be able to even spread a wing. So unless people really understand where their food is coming from, we feel that vegetarianism is not only the best thing for the animals to alleviate this pain and suffering, but it's also the best thing for their health and also for the environment, as we'll talk a little bit later.
Maybe when we get into talking about health, we can discuss some of the ways that they make these animals grow so quickly, the hormones and things that aren't good for our health. But I want to talk specifically first about some of the animals that are raised for people's consumption and how they're raised and how they're killed. I saw a really great video recently that I actually got at the local Santa Cruz Central branch of the public library here called Meet Your Meat. Mm-hmm. which is about 13 minutes, and I think everyone should see this video.
That's actually a PETA video.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe at the end we can talk about how people can get that and how it was produced, because it's kind of interesting. It looks like a lot of this footage was taken by hidden camera, possibly. Mm-hmm. Be interesting to know how that was produced. In the video, let's start with pigs. In the video, they show, as you mentioned, pigs unable to turn around in their pens and literally going insane and chewing at the bars maniacally because they're just not able to get out of this tiny pen that they can't even turn around. Their entire life is spent in this pen, isn't that right? Or can you go into how the life of a pig in a factory farm, how they're raised, how they're killed?
Yeah, I mean, pigs, they might not be as cute and cuddly as puppies or kittens, but they have the same capacity to feel pain and suffering. And the meat industry is really violent and bloody, and pork producers really treat these animals as if they had no feeling whatsoever. More than 100 million pigs are slaughtered every single year, and it's simply just or palate preference. These pigs, they're being raised in these concrete floors. If you see Meet Your Meat, you can actually see the images, and they really have no opportunity to have anything natural. They are castrated without any anesthesia whatsoever. They have their tails docked. They have their ears cut, and this is a method of identification. I mean, imagine taking your dog into the vet and telling the vet that you wanted your dog spayed or neutered, but you did not want to use any anesthesia, any pain relief whatsoever.
And in fact, pigs are equally as intelligent as dogs.
Well,
right?
I mean, I think pigs are actually more intelligent than dogs, and it's just a matter of if you got to know a pig and spent any time with a pig. But truthfully, you don't even really have to like pigs. You have to really respect and like justice, and it's just unjust how we treat these animals. Again, you know, ripping their teeth out, cutting their tails off, cutting holes into their ears,
castrating them
without any anesthesia. I mean, it's certainly not this idyllic setting where we think, you know, when we think of pigs being raised on a farm, they're walking around with their families, eating grass, playing in the dirt, playing in the mud. It just doesn't happen that way.
Maybe you can explain what was going on in the video when there was a part of the video where there was some pig farmers that were shooting metal bolts into the heads of these pigs that were screaming in pain. I mean, it was just very horrible. And why were they doing that? Why were they shooting metal? Were they trying to kill them by shooting metal bolts into their heads because they were no longer useful, or what was happening?
Well, there's a lot of things that go on in factory farms and in slaughterhouses, the majority of which is out of our reach, we'll never be able to see. We do have investigators go undercover and try to document some of the things that are happening so that we can not only expose the actions to the general public, which is very, very hard to do, but also try to hold some of these people accountable for their actions. The Humane Slaughter Act, which is a complete joke, states that animals should be rendered unconscious before they're slaughtered. So essentially, if we're talking about 2 or 3 or 4 years of the life of an animal, at the point at which they're going to be slaughtered, they must be rendered unconscious, which means they can suffer throughout their life except for the last 10 seconds, which it is not true because there's no enforcement anyway, and as you saw in that video. So these people who are, you know, really poorly trained, who are slaughtering all day long, and the frustration, as you can imagine, of killing, being on the killing floor all day long, and these animals are fighting for their life. They're kicking and screaming, and they're trying to use this electric bolt gun to, you know, knock this animal out before they put that animal to slaughter. But as you can see in the video, it's very difficult to do. There's also a lot of, unfortunately, legal activity going on where there's some really sick people in slaughterhouses who take a lot of, pride in killing, and they do it in such a way where the animal suffers even more. We have a video, in fact, a public service announcement that aired in many places around the country that's called Chew on This. And it was really amazing because it was a 30-second commercial, and it aired in such places like Missoula, Montana, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, but also in Seattle and San Francisco and some other places. And in this 30 seconds, this 30-second public service announcement, you can actually see this man with a cinder block and crushing the head of a pig. Because when you're killing all day long, you lose something, within yourself. Something is no longer there. And I think that's the ability to be compassionate, the ability to notice pain and suffering of a living being. And so a lot of these things are going to take place where people are using bolt guns inappropriately or where they're just killing these animals in the most horrendous ways.
You can actually watch that little public service announcement, Chew on This, at your website. One of your websites, PETATV.com, is that it?
Yes. We have a number of different websites, but you can watch many of our public service announcements, our commercials, a lot of the advertisements that we have to really try to get people's attention to animal suffering on PETATV.com. But you can also just go to GoVeg.com. GoVeg.com and easily find them there as well.
Yeah, and I'm watching it right now, actually, and it looks like you can email it to friends or family.
Download it. All of our materials are free, and we don't copyright them, so you can feel free to download it, to share with your friends, to make copies of our leaflets, give them away. I mean, our entire purpose as a nonprofit organization is to try to get this message of animal suffering and how we can help them, to as many people as possible. So everyone should feel free to use it as they see fit.
Now, let's get back to talking about how these animals are raised and killed. How are pigs killed? You talked some about how they live in these tiny little pens they can't turn around in, and just sometimes becoming so heavy from their own weight because of the way that they're modified or whatever, that they can't even walk in some cases. In fact, that's documented in the video Meet Your Meat, where they literally just can't even stand up under their own weight anymore. They get some really bad skin problems too and things like that. How are they killed when they finally are killed? Can you describe that?
Well, of course, the industrialization affected all industries, and we can see it very, very clearly in the food industry. These animals are being killed in the most efficient way possible because, again, it's a profit-motivated business. hundreds of them, or even thousands of them at a time, are going down the kill line where they're going to be hung up upside down by one leg, and they're going to have their throats slit. And again, this is supposed to be a very efficient way to kill these animals, but really many of these animals are dismembered, are chopped up while they're still fully conscious. And we again have ample footage that shows these animals being hung up upside down, having their throats slit, going into scalding tanks, being dismembered, all while they're fully conscious. Many of these animals make it down the entire line not having been cut appropriately. So it's a very, very painful way to die, as you can well imagine, as the videos show it. But it's really the standard way how all animals are killed. They're taken and they're hung up by one leg. They're have their throats slit. They make, and there's different people. It's like an assembly line process. And different people have different roles to play. Whether it's hanging the animal by their leg, slicing their throat, sending them into the scalding tank, chopping them up. But that's essentially how they're killed.
Do they stun them at all before they hang them up by one leg and then?
Yes, they are stunned. the vast majority of them are really stunned inappropriately, as you can tell in the video. These animals are moving at such a rapid pace, and the frequency, the kill frequency, has just been getting faster and faster as years go by, because the pressure to kill more animals every single day, every single shift, becomes greater and greater, because again, this is a profit motivated business. And so the people who are actually stunning these animals have a very hard time to keep up, because they have to essentially stun one animal. They have to do it right on the first time, and then the next animal coming down the line, and you just go over and over and over and over. And again, we have to remember that these animals are kicking and screaming, and so it's very dangerous for that, for the person who's stunning these animals, and it's something that's very, very difficult to do and is often done incorrectly, which in effect will mean more pain and suffering for animals.
In fact, some slaughterhouse workers in the U.S. have complained about the speed of the assembly line, and I remember hearing a documentary on Making Contact a couple of years ago where they talked about some workers in, I believe it was in the Midwest, who had smuggled in a hidden camera into the slaughterhouse and had filmed the speed of the line and had captured on film number of animals that were being, as you mentioned earlier, this happens frequently, skinned alive and dismembered alive, and this was actually shown on local TV stations, and some of the people became very outraged by it. I don't think it really resulted in much, but have you heard about that? Slaughterhouse workers?
Yeah, of course. There's a really wonderful book named Slaughterhouse by Gail Eisenitz, and she documents how these animals are killed and how ineffective it is, and how not only is it very, very dangerous to the workers, but how it's this assembly line process, many of the animals make it throughout the assembly line fully conscious, even after they're stunned, even after they're quote-unquote stuck, they're sliced, they're stabbed for the bleeding process, these animals are still alive. They're still fully conscious. It's you can find many of these videos online. Gail Eisenitz's book is a wonderful book, and I recommend everybody that should read it.
How do you spell her name, her last name?
It's Gail Eisenitz, and her last name is E I S N I T Z. And she wrote a book, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, called Slaughterhouse.
E-I-S-N-I-T-Z, Gail Eisenitz.
Correct.
Slaughterhouse. Let's talk about cows. How are cows raised and how are they killed? Frequently you'll see cows grazing by the side of the road. Do they spend some of their life out grazing and then some of it in a feedlot before they're slaughtered? How is it generally done?
Well, when we think of cows, we have to think of them in essentially two different ways. There's the cattle ranchers, and then there are the dairy farmers. When someone eats a hamburger, the majority of hamburger meat comes from dairy cows, from spent dairy cows. Dairy cows have spent about 2 or 3 years producing milk in these very abnormal ways, obviously, treated very ruthlessly. And when they're at the point where they can no longer produce the amount of milk that's required, they are then sent to the slaughterhouse, and then they become hamburger meat. The other cattle, other different types of cows, are raised on these huge feedlots, where they're not being raised growing grass and eating grass. No, they're in fact eating a very unnatural diet, as we all know. Mad cow is here in the United States, and mad cow is a predictable result of treating animals like dirt, not taking into consideration any of their desires, what's natural for them, and that this is what we've come to is a mad cow, is because these cows were actually eating other cows. These animals are not only herbivorous. I mean, they're vegetarian. We turned them into carnivores. Not only carnivores, we've turned them into cannibals. And it's something that's truly affected their health, and in effect affected our health. And there's a lot of pain and suffering on how cows are raised. Again, they use growth hormones so that they can grow at these very unnatural rates, because again, we want to be able to acquire as much flesh from them as possible. They're pumped full of hormones and antibiotics, which we have to mention that many of them are legal. The European Union won't take our cattle because of the antibiotics and the hormones, but they're used so that they grow more quickly. And should mention that these antibiotics are also used to keep them alive in conditions that would otherwise kill them. I mean, that's something that's scary. I mean, we raise them and we manipulate them to grow so rapidly, but we have to pump them full of antibiotics to keep them alive long enough just so we can kill them. I mean, it's pretty ironic.
How are cows slaughtered?
It's a very similar process with pigs. They're rendered unconscious, or they should be. They have either a bolt gun or electric prod. They are stunned, and after the stunning, they're going to be stuck. They're going to have their throat slit. They're going to be bled. And after they're bled, they're dismembered. And it's a really grotesque way of treating an animal, and all cattle ranchers should be ashamed for treating these animals so ruthlessly.
And as you mentioned earlier with the pigs, that they're frequently dismembered or skinned alive. Does this happen with cows as well?
Of course. I think you said you saw the Meat Your Meat. We have footage there where there's a man slaughtering a cow, and that's it was really interesting because there was someone who went into the slaughterhouse, which is a small slaughterhouse in Massachusetts, with a camera, and so he knew that he was being filmed. And he was only killing one cow for this camera, so no pressure whatsoever, and the cow was stunned inappropriately, had her throat sliced, was bled. You could see her screaming, her tongue out. You could see her blinking, and then at which point, after she finished bleeding, they started dismembering her, and you could still see her blinking. That is representative of how these animals suffer. But again, on these factory farms, you have to multiply that by 1,000 because they're being killed at such a rapid rate. After they're stunned and they're stuck and they're being bled, they're moving down the line, kicking and screaming, and the next person has to do their job. But it's very difficult to do. I mean, it's nearly impossible to be able to kill these animals in the way that they're supposed to be killed, that's supposed to ensure that the least they're killed in the most humane way possible, which is really impossible to do.
Now, in comparison to other countries, the U.S., the speed on the slaughterhouse lines is actually much faster than it is in Europe, for example, right?
Yes, because the industry here is very, very competitive, and they're trying to kill as rapidly as possible, as we could talk about a little bit later. There really is no enforcement. I mean, they're going to kill as many animals as possible, and there's very, very little regulation on how many animals they can kill, such as a maximum. There is no maximum amount of animals
that
they
can
kill. There's no limit. No, there's no limit. So it's as many animals as you can kill on the kill floor. That's essentially what they're going to try to strive for. But again, these factory farm workers, these slaughterhouse workers, are the ones that have the pressure. And again, if the line is stopped for whatever reason, like an animal falls, or they're stunned inappropriately, or after they have their throat sliced and someone notices that this animal is still alive, I mean, the pressure to not stop that line is very great, and we have to appreciate these people that are doing this killing. They're not going to stop it. I mean, these animals are going to keep going down the line because another 1,000 animals are going down the line that are waiting for their turn to be killed. And if if the line is stopped, that means lost profits. You know, these animals are not going to be killed as quickly. Again, the loss of profits, and it's just not going to happen.
You know, I think I'd like to talk a little later about the conditions, a little bit about the conditions of the workers in these places. My understanding is many of them are immigrants. I'm not sure about that, but I think a lot of the workers in these places maybe don't have a whole lot of options. I'm not really sure, but maybe we can talk a little bit about their conditions later. Cows, since we're still talking about cows, let's conclude. Can you talk about downed cows? And just what is that? What is the definition of that?
Sure. A downed cow is, or any downed animal, is an animal that cannot even make it to the kill line on their own accord. I mean, they can't even walk to their own death. They are so sick, so lame, so crippled from their years of misery and cruelty that they can't even walk. They can't even stand up. And according to their own statistics, about 400,000 animals, 400,000 cows a year are downed cows, and these animals are slaughtered. But because they're so sick and they're so crippled, I mean, not only is it you know, an example of how much pain and suffering these animals have endured, but also if it doesn't elicit compassion, it should elicit some kind of regards, you know, you should be really frightened. If these animals are so ill that they cannot even walk, do you want to be eating these animals? So it's something that until the mad cow scare, the USDA had done nothing about, and there was a very large movement that was trying to prevent the consumption of downed cows, you know, into, you know, human consumption. But until the mad cow hit, downed cows wasn't really an issue for the public. But again, more than 400,000 cows are downed. They don't even have the ability. They're so weak, so ill, so crippled that they can't even walk to their own death.
And how are they killed? In the video Meet Your Meat, you show a downed cow, and what they did is the slaughterhouse workers put a rope on the animal's leg and dragged it to the kill floor, and then violently just launched it up into the air and went at it. And it seemed the animal was in terror. Its eyes, the whites of its eyes, were showing, and it was in obvious agony. Is that the common behavior, just to drag the downed cow to the kill floor?
Like it that? Is. I mean, with these downer animals, you know, who have collapsed during, you know, transportation, or they've arrived at the slaughterhouse with the inability to walk because they're so sick or crippled. The only way to get them to the kill line is to drag them, and we're talking about an animal, you know, that's 2,000 pounds or a little bit more, and the only way that you're going to be able to move these animals is with some heavy machinery. So the downers are usually They're left usually to the very last moment. They suffer in their misery, and they'll essentially be a pile of downed animals. And until the slaughterhouse workers can get to them, or the machinery can be put into place to drag them, you know, they're connected by their leg or whatever part of their body that they can be connected to, and dragged to the kill line, these animals are just going to be left in their misery.